Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
What a week in the news, ladies and gentlemen. Chock full of liberal lying and propaganda. And that's all I want to talk about today. I want to bring out some evidence for liberal propaganda that emanates from their godless worldview and ideology. And if you know that's what's behind them, then you can really be discerning and not fall prey, not become susceptible to their prevailing cultural narrative. It's all fueled by their godless ideology and agenda. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Feet to the Fire, the new voice of conservative dissent. And we will be holding all liberals' feet to the fire for lying. Because when they're lying, they're speaking their native language. Let me give you some examples from this week. Okay, you've got Brian Williams, the news anchor from NBC, apologizing for lying about his supposed helicopter attack that he was in during Operation Iraqi Freedom when he went there to report in 2003. His story changed from being near the attack to being in a helicopter that was actually shot down by an RPG over the course of like 10 years till finally he comes clean and apologizes. But see, that doesn't matter that Brian Williams lied as a main face in a, he's a staple in American media. It doesn't matter that he lied to the whole country over years in multiple venues because he's a good liberal and he preaches liberal ideology. Here's another one from this week. Republicans are anti-vaccine. That's why there's a measles outbreak in Southwest U.S. and California, in Arizona, because Republicans are against public health and against vaccinating kids. No, that's not why there's a measles outbreak. There's a measles outbreak because of Obama's open border policy and the liberals' open border policy and their stand on immigration. They're allowing hordes of illegals in, especially children from all over South and Central America, who are bringing diseases, diseases like measles that were formerly eradicated from America. Diseases we didn't have to worry about anymore because of vaccinations. And now the media is trying to tell us that this anti-vaccine movement, connecting vaccines with autism, is somehow being spearheaded by Republicans. Give me a break. It's the anti-medicine, anti-science bohemian leftist wackos who started bringing out this whole vaccinations are no good for kids idea years ago. There's no proof that it's connected to autism. That's liberal facts. There's no empirical scientific data that connects vaccines to autism. Republicans aren't against public health. And as a matter of fact, it was Obama and Hillary Clinton peddling that kind of idea back in 2008 when Obama actually said, we need to research more into the connection between autism and vaccines and see the danger it's bringing to our children. Hillary Clinton advocated for the same thing. But now it's a convenient argument against Republicans. How about this? Obama's prayer breakfast. You know, the liberals keep pushing this thing that ISIS and terrorism has no connection to Islam. It's not motivated by the Muslim religion, even though this is teaching straight out of the Quran that's fueling militant terrorism. No, it's not connected to Islam at all. And that has to be said because we can't have Christianity and the Christian West being seen as superior. We can't look down on the results of this extreme Islam and how it's being played out in the Middle East. And so we can never connect it to the religion. We have to say terrorism, oh, these ISIS guys, they're just a band of hoodlums. They're just thugs. Has nothing to do with their religion. And if there is a connection, then it's only because, well, that's the manifestation of extreme religion in any form. You know, Christians are guilty of the same thing. I'm serious. This is what Obama is telling us. He was at the prayer breakfast this week in a room full of Christians, pastors, and Christian leaders. And he has this to say about the connection between Christianity and militant Islamic terrorism. We have seen violence and terror raider perpetrated by those who profess to stand up for faith, their faith, profess to stand up for Islam, but in fact are betraying it. So he says it right there. They're betraying Islam. So their terrorism has nothing to do with Islam. Islam's a peaceful religion. Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. So they're not being true Muslims because Islam is peaceful. They're betraying Islam. And then he says this, and lest we get on our high horse and think that this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. So the terrorists are betraying true Islam. But, by the way, the Christians who were extreme and acting out their faith true to form were butchering people during the Crusades. And, by the way, they're responsible for all the slaves and Jim Crow laws. Complete propaganda. Lying. That's a wrong view of the Crusades. The truth about the Crusades isn't that we went through murdering hordes of people in the Middle East. Europe was resisting an aggressive Islam that was already committing heinous atrocities back then. And regarding slavery, we've already talked about it on this program. Christians are the ones who were in favor of the abolition of slavery. Christians fought to end slavery, fought on behalf of civil rights. Republicans fought on behalf of civil rights. The Jim Crow laws were being pushed and passed and enforced by Democrats. How about the famous Democrat governor of Alabama, who was a segregationist during the civil rights movement? Governor George Wallace is the one who stood in front of the school in Alabama to keep the blacks from entering in the 1950s or 1960s. Give me a break. It's been the conservatives, the Christians in this country, the Republicans, who've been on the right side of civil rights. But again, to feed the ideology, Obama's got to tell a crowded room of Christian leaders that Christianity, in its extreme form, is on par with these terrorists right now that are brutalizing people and beheading them and burning people alive like they did to the Jordanian pilot. Here's another example. The U3 versus the UK U6 unemployment rate. See, the media narrative right now is that our economy's booming and unemployment is down, right? 5.6%. Well, listen to what, now this is the CEO of Gallup, which is by no means a conservative polling resource or a conservative news source, but the CEO of, you know, Gallup polls that does all the big polls, had this to say. Here's something, this is Jim Clifton, that many Americans, including some of the smartest, don't know. The official unemployment rate, as reported by the U.S. Department of Labor, is extremely misleading. Right now, we're hearing much celebrating from the media, the White House, and Wall Street about how unemployment is, quote, down to 5.6%. The cheerleading for this number is deafening. But none of them will tell you this. If you, a family member, or anyone is unemployed and has subsequently given up on finding a job, if you are so hopelessly out of work that you've stopped looking over the past 4 weeks, the Department of Labor doesn't count you as unemployed. That's right. While you are as unemployed as one can possibly be and tragically may never find work again, you are not counted in the figure we see relentlessly in the news, currently 5.6%. Right now, as many as 30 million Americans are either out of work or severely underemployed. Trust me, the vast majority of them aren't throwing parties to toast the, quote, falling unemployment. So in other words, the CEO of Gallup is telling us it's a lie. Liberals are lying. We're not at a 5.6% unemployment rate. We're actually at 12%. But the 12% is what's called the U6. It's just the name the federal government gives for this statistic. That's the U6 figure. And that includes everybody who doesn't have a job versus the U3, which is the only one they tell us, which is only people looking for a job. If you stop looking for a job in as short a time as 1 month, they don't count you anymore as unemployed. Unbelievable. So our unemployment is double what we're hearing in the news. You know, Chick-fil-A mistreats its homosexual employees. Did you know that? This according to the Manners section in the Washington Post, who felt the need to attack Chick-fil-A for the owners of the business, their Christian conviction to stand for the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. So they're telling us in the Washington Post you shouldn't eat a Chick-fil-A anymore because they are against people of a different orientation precisely because they mistreat their employees. What? Again, this is leftist ideology. It's not based on anything true. There's no evidence that employees are being mistreated at Chick-fil-A. The only problem is for the liberals is that those of a different orientation aren't getting specialized treatment. That's why the liberals are upset. We hear from the McDonald's CEO, like a good public figure should, appease the liberals, appease the food Nazis. McDonald's is going to go healthier with their menu and with their advertising. Because as we know, according to the militant vegans and the militant leftists, fast food kills and salt kills and fat kills, even though there's no proof for any of that. No, see, the reason they hate McDonald's is because McDonald's is one of the largest corporations and therefore is a fat cash cow to attack and try and get some of that with their socialist mindset. And that's why you hear liberals talk about a fast food tax, because the fast food industry is one of the largest and most lucrative in our economy. And so the way a good liberal thinks, well, that's obviously a very convenient revenue stream into the federal budget. And, you know, fast food America, McDonald's, as a liberal cash cow, is not a new idea. That's why there was a multi-million dollar lawsuit settlement in the early 2000s, because a bunch of vegans, again, angry militant vegans who have nothing better to do, got trial lawyers together and sued McDonald's for using natural beef flavoring in their French fries. These guys are going after our French fries. Get off our French fries. We like how they taste, and we like how McDonald's makes them. But McDonald's had to pay out big because liberals had to get in on that. That was out in Seattle, by the way, out on the far left coast. And so that's the liberal mindset. You got to go after fast food, McDonald's. You see big business, same thing with oil. You got to go after that. You got to try and regulate that to tap into that resource. But probably even more so, McDonald's represents, again, ideology. McDonald's represents abundance and success and prosperity in America. And it's everything that liberals hate about this country: the prosperity, the wealth, red meat, fast food, people enjoying food that they love at a very low cost. Liberals, it makes their skin crawl. They hate it. And so McDonald's has to bow down, again, to these health food crazies and make their menu healthier. No, people go to McDonald's because they want fast food that tastes great. And there's no proof that all this stuff is killing us. But McDonald's doesn't fit the liberal worldview. So attack McDonald's, attack Chick-fil-A, attack fast food. You gotta understand that everything liberals give to us is filtered through their lens of how they see the world. Environmentalists, we've talked about so often, facts don't matter for them. And if you're thinking, wow, he's on an environmentalist kick, he keeps mentioning them, I probably will as much as I can, because I don't think there's very few that annoy me as much as the environmentalists. It's so emasculating, and it's such a lie, too. It's a complete scam. Oh, we're in favor of the trees. First of all, that's so not manly and so wussy. And second of all, it's not even true. It's a facade for socialism. Listen to what Otmar Edenhofer says, IPCC official, which is IPCC is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is an organization subordinate to the UN and feeds the UN all of the so-called quote-unquote climate data and scientific facts that promotes the environmentalist agenda and feeds this narrative of anthropological climate change, which is a complete hoax. And Otmar Edenhofer, this official, candidly admits that when he says climate change policy is about how we redistribute de facto the world's wealth. So it has nothing to do with the facts or with the environment. It has everything to do with just lying in order to promote socialism. Look at this. Back in June of 2014, Obama said that we've got more flooding, heavier rainfall, more severe droughts, longer wildfire seasons than ever before. All of it's not true. Wildfires have gone down globally by 15% since 1950. Professor Larry Bell, writing for Forbes and referencing a study from the journal Nature. Little change in global drought over the past 60 years. Hurricane activity has not been this low since the 1970s in the U.S. we're experiencing the longest absence of severe landfall hurricanes. Again, Bell. So it's just ideology behind the left and whatever facts they feel like collecting to sustain their anti-Christian, anti-American worldview. And we've seen this week, too, Republicans need a moderate. Jeb Bush or Chris Christie. And everybody's surprised at Scott Walker, who's now the front runner as a conservative. Because, again, they all tell us, the media tells us, even the Republican establishment tells us, conservatives won't win. Well, conservatives won't win. Scott Walker swept Wisconsin multiple times and flipped that state that was formerly blue into a fiscally conservative state. And now he's the front runner. Everywhere he goes, grassroots, major overwhelming support for Scott Walker. Conservatives win, and conservatives need to, see, here's the thing. We need to speak out with our ideology the way Scott Walker does. We should not be bowing down to try and appease liberalism like the McDonald's CEO is doing and to appease the liberal narrative. We should be standing up, fighting, clearly articulating conservative values because that wins. So just remember, liberals lie. That's what they do best, and they do it to promote their godless agenda. And if you try and go toe-to-toe with liberals on facts, usually you might be a little persuasive, but you're going to end up not winning. It's the same issue with apologetics, trying to use evidence to support your faith or to support your worldview. It only works to a point, because as many facts as you collect to support something, say, like creation, the evolutionists have all these other facts, as many as you have, and then twice that to support what they think. Because really, it's not a battle of facts, because they just lie about the facts. It's a battle of ideology. And if you understand that, you can see through the news reporting, you can see through their collection of facts to what's really behind their agenda, and then you can form the right opinion and have the right assessment of what's really going on and what the real political and cultural crisis is. They are standing against traditional America and Christianity, faith, home, values, family. And the conservative side is standing for traditional America, biblical Christianity, is standing for truth. Look, here's the point. Liberals' main tactic is lying because their worldview opposes the truth. Liberals don't care about facts. They're militant ideologues, angry ideologues, and everything they think and say is filtered first through this lens of rejecting God, rejecting Christianity, and rejecting biblical truth, and rejecting traditional America. So you can't trust anything they say, whether it's something as serious as economics or as silly as the French fries recipe at McDonald's. You have to take what they say with a grain of salt and assume it's wrong because their starting point is wrong. And that way you'll be better equipped not to get duped. All right, I'm done. We conservatives, we got to be on guard not to fall for this stuff. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Not only because it's usually wrong, but more importantly because liberals are the ones saying it. Rest assured, when they open their mouths, believe the opposite. From what our quote-unquote healthy, meatless, no trans fat diet ought to be, to economics, to environmentalism, to the supposed quote-unquote dangers of vaccinations. Liberals are all wet all the time, and their ideology betrays their motives. So when they come up to you with their facts and their reporting, just quietly smile and nod, and then engage them on principle, because it's their philosophy that is an empty failure, and that's how we defeat them. Resist the leftist ideologues with the doctrines of truth, and go ahead, hold their feet to the fire.